Ty Warren calling us out.
No, no, no. It's Patriot.
Where were you on the last
Patriot Monday. It's Patriot Monday it's Patriot Monday when your mouth is not full.
You can't be eating on a radio. To share with
especially,
the glass.
Especially,
I know y'all guys. Just you don't have spread after.
Usually. You see any food out there? No.
They're cutting back?
No. You should have seen the look on Ty's face as he comes in and he sits down and he's getting ready to talk. And there's the picture on the desk here is that one we were looking at last week of Bill Belichick when he was 22 years old and Ernie Adams standing beside him. You have never worn shorts that short, have you, Ty?
Only the bed.
That's uncomfortable. Those are uncomfortably short. Now, Dale.
That was in style back in the day. I got to say it because my uncles, they rocked the high shorts with the stripes on them, with the socks coming all the way up to the kneecaps and all that good stuff.
Back in the day.
That was the thing back then,
Well, I told Dale. Now, Dale has never seen Ernie Adams.
I wouldn't know him.
I said, to me, I'm not buying that picture is from 1974 because Ernie still looks like that.
So you think it's Photoshop?
I think tell me Ernie doesn't still look just like that.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Yeah, the guy doesn't age.
Ageless. Much like yourself.
And you know what? He still has those pants. He still rocks those.
You got to give it to Ernie, though. He blazes his own trail.
Yes, he does.
He blazes his own trail. So you got to have swag to do that.
Ernie, I think you may be the first person who ever said Ernie Adams has swag.
You got to have swag and a lot of confidence to do what he does, man.
And to wear those pants. So we didn't get a chance to visit with you quite as much as we might like. Did you like the trip?
It was actually real nice. I know the previous conversation I said I didn't really care too much.
You weren't that fired up about going.
No, but I got to say I liked it, man. The place is clean as heck. I like how modern it was. I like the old architecture, and for some reason, I haven't ridden around in many cabs, but I love riding around in those old style cabs, and I can fit them actually, so and stand up and all that good stuff. And it's just, I like that heavy duty built stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Right. Did you
everything's so plastic nowadays.
What'd you think of the double decker buses? Did you get on any of those go to Buckingham Palace or anything like that?
I didn't, but the day of the game, I woke up that morning and I took a cab and just kind of hit up a lot of the monuments and everything right around there, and that was quicker, than taking that bus. That bus was like a 2.5-hour ride, and I didn't want to be stuck on the bus halfway across London,
right?
And had to get back to the hotel at a certain hour or so. But I took it that morning, and I took some pictures, and I kind of felt guilty, because I'm not making y'all guys feel bad. But
here we go again.
But my family wasn't there, so I just took the pictures of it so I can show them. So maybe sometime in the future I can take them back and so they can experience that history right there. So it was a nice trip.
You can tell a simple Southern man when he goes to a foreign country and he likes the fact that it's clean.
Yeah.
That's what he was worried about. He doesn't ask for much. Just keep the place clean I'm okay.
I guarantee you, those street sweepers over there get paid pretty good because I'm telling you, they on the job 24/7.
Yeah.
They were on the job 24/7, no question.
Well, now, we didn't see you finish the game. We saw you start the game.
Right.
But the fact that I'm talking to you indicates that you're probably feeling okay.
I'm feeling okay. I was the subject of a little friendly fire out there. But
Which guy got you now?
I'm
guessing Vince. I'm guessing Vince got you.
I won't say, but I'm all good.
Because Rodney's not there anymore.
No.
He'd always be the guy you'd point to.
No. I'm going to just pass on it. It happens. It happens. But I'm feeling pretty good about my situation.
So did the bye come at a good time for you? I mean, a lot of times guys say it's too early or it's too late.
No question. I like the byes that fall kind of right in the middle of the schedule like that. The last bye I remember like that was my rookie year, which was much needed. and I think it fell like right before the 10th week or something like that. And that was huge. I like those bye weeks that kind of fall in the middle of the week. So, Goodell, if you're a fan of the WEI, I hope you listen. A small guy. I'm just another guy on the totem pole.
Just a little guy. Just trying to give your opinion.
Yeah,
just a little guy.
Just trying to insert my opinion a little bit.
What? Which games did you watch yesterday?
Uh, I flicked back and forth the Miami and Jets.
A little pre-scouting for you.
A little pre-scouting.
Well, who'd you root for in that case? Because they, you know, you can't go wrong.
You just hope it's a draw.
If they could both lose, that'd be even better, right?
You just hope it's a draw, man.
One of those body bag games they talk about.
Right. I watched the first game, and it was a hell of a game. I ended up watching the first half, well, the first drive of each team, and then I was able to look back and forth between that game and what other game was on? To tell you how much attention I paid to it.
Did you watch Brett go back to Green Bay?
I did watch that. I watched that. That was a good game.
Now, how do you see a guy like Favre? I mean, I know he drives a lot of fans crazy every year. Is he going to come back, or is he going to retire? What's the story going to be? How do you view him and his back and forth with football?
Personally, I don't agree with it. You know, I know it's other guys out there that feel the same way, whether they say it or may not say it, but for some reason, you know, to some people, you know, they feel like he's earned the right to do that. But, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, he has done a lot in this league. But, you know, at the same time, I don't think it's really any guy that plays this game that spend time that we spend now around this game pretty much year-round that would say, yeah, I think it's cool that he's doing it. I think, it's cool if I'm able to do that at some point in my career. You know, but, that's my thoughts on it.
Well, when you're playing, when you're 40, you'll take extra time to decide if you're going to come back the next season, huh?
I don't think I'll be holding up no blocks and all that until 40 years old. I don't know about that.
You can be a specialist. You play like, you know.
A special consultant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You'll be rocking those Ernie Adams pants out there on the practice field.
I'll be rocking that, man.
Get you in there 10 to 12 plays a game.
Yes.
Hey,
you
guys have had a chance to see the Wildcat before. You've had problems with it in the past. Other teams have had problems with it.
Yeah.
I know watching games on TV doesn't really count, but when you see the Miami Wildcat of this year, mm-hmm. it looks like it's a really explosive running offense.
Yeah, I think it's something that they've obviously spent more time than they even spent last year on it. And when you had the repetitions they've had, and I'm sure the repetitions they've taken over the course of the offseason, this past offseason, you know, it looks like you see it. You know what I mean? They're executing it real crisp, getting done what they need to get done with it. And we expect them to do the same thing when they come in. I mean, they gave us problems last year the first time we played them, and then the second time we was able to answer it, and I thought the Jets did a good job with them yesterday. Hopefully we can take a little bit of what hurt us last year, what helped us in that second game, and what occurred over the course of these games this past season, and try to help us overcome that attack.
You know, Ty, when I watch Ronnie Brown run, I can tell. He's running hard than your average back. Just mm-hmm. from looking at TV, it's just amazing. And it looks like he's a tough guy to bring down. How would you compare Ronnie Brown and tackling him compared to your, say, average hard-working back when it comes to tackling? What's the difference?
He definitely runs with a purpose, you know. Has a little weight behind him. He's a load. And I think, I can't really say what's in the other guy's mind. Maybe it's just the gift that he has as opposed to other guys, but he's definitely different than most out there as far as a back and running the ball is concerned.
Like something like your average back, you go up to him and you just know if I wrap him up, he's coming down with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's not gonna fight that hard. Whereas it looks like trying to corral Ronnie Brown is kind of like trying to corral a Bronco or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of kicking.
Well, I mean, some guys, you wrap your arms around them, and you don't got to drive your legs. You know, they come into the ground. Some guys, you swat their leg, you know. Obviously, my swat is different than a cornerback swat, but some guys, you swat their leg, and they go fall down. And then there's guys like Ronnie Brown where you got to wrap up and drive your legs to bring them down because he's driving his after the contact. So, that's what he brings to the table, and you know, that's what you got to look forward to when you're playing Ronnie Brown?
This is probably going to sound like a stupid question, and if so, I'll apologize in advance.
Go ahead.
Would you rather guys run at you or away from you? Which is easier for you to deal with?
I think the most frustrating is when you don't get as much action. I've had a mixture of both this year, but it's just real frustrating when you don't get nothing coming your way, you know, and which means you're probably not in on a bunch of tackles, what you would like to be. So, most difficult, I think, running away.
If they're running at you, you feel like you're probably going to hold up pretty well in a physical matchup.
Yeah. I feel fine. You know, taking on pretty much anything that comes my way, just because, you know, I know I'm prepared to try to defend whatever they may do. You know what I mean? Let's say they just throw another wrinkle in there. I'm always looking at the plays on the sideline, and I'll look at the course of the whole first half and see what they've done differently than what I've seen on film, and I can come back and kind of predict what a team might want to do based on their backfield sets, you know, wide receiver sets, if you can think of that, and slot side, pro slide. I mean, I look into a lot of things, and if you look at me sometimes when I'm getting down to my stand, sometimes I'm like one of the last people down just because I'm kind of, you know, observing the whole formation and the personnel and all that good stuff, even though the personnel is given to us by the coaches.
You know, Ty, you think about football, and you always hear receivers, especially these playmaking guys, deep threat guys who say, give me the ball more. They always want the ball more, and sometimes it comes out publicly, I want the ball. You never really hear that from defensive linemen saying, I want more snaps. You ever campaign with your coaches and say, put me on the field more? I mean, is that something that happens privately with you?
I would never go to, say Bill. Maybe in my younger days, you know, I would say, man, I like more snaps, you know. Knowing how this deal is ran, how Bill, he likes to make sure guys are fresh. He likes to make sure.
Oh, man.
He likes to make sure.
There is fighting going on in here now.
All right.
What was that? What was what just happened here?
Like,
what's going on?
I'm happy to see y'all.
Nice to see you.
What's
too,
going on, fellas?
What's up, Bob?
Not the mutt, baby.
Marley's here.
But
stir it up.
What up, baby?
I got a feeling maybe Vince and Ty were going to come down together at some point, perhaps.
I thought he had already came.
Oh, well, there you go.
Actually, I thought he had already came.
That's Bill when he was 22.
Come on, Bill. He wears the same shorts now.
He doesn't have those short shorts now, does he?
Nah.
Larry Bird doesn't have shorts that short.
Better not have none in there like that. I'll tell you that.
Wear that out to practice when he's like flipping that whistle.
We're going to stop practice, and you know what? That's going to be a fine. We'll fine him for that.
But Dante has some shorts that short. Dante's still rocking.
Yeah. No comment.
Yeah, Dante, he's still stuck in that, you know, 70s, 80s.
What's going on, Vince? You know, to what do we give this honor of being graced by your presence? I mean, you're actually here in person.
I'm here. I made it the point to come here, you know, just for you guys, man. I mean, so you guys should feel kind of, you know, privileged today.
Special. You don't need your headphones?
No, I don't
forget
need
about
that.
Headphones.
I hate to hear myself.
Well, at the end, you're probably going to need them because Big Game James, our producer, is going to play your Miami song. Probably at the end. At the end. Get ready for it.
Peter King on SI.com, Monday Morning Quarterback. For his Defensive Player of the Week, he gave it to Franklin, the nose tackle for San Francisco. He said, you look at the stat line, 3 tackles, 1 sack, 1 tackle for a loss, and you say, come on, what's the big deal? But his point was, you can't look at numbers for nose tackles and come up with an indication of how they've played. He said, this guy was in the Colts backfield all day long. I mean, he was making a difference. Do you find many times people don't truly grasp what you're doing or how effective you've been, because all they look at is tackles, assists, sacks, things like that.
Of course. I mean, but that comes, you know, I had to learn that early on in my career, and that comes with the territory. I mean, being a nose tackle, you're going to, you got to be a grimester. You got to be down there. You got to fight doubles, triples sometimes. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of hard work. And I think the football people who understand football, they know, you know, how important a nose tackle is, or why certain people make plays. But, you know, the average population and, you know, average people that watch football, they really don't care, because they want to see the sacks. They want to see the interceptions. They want to see the TFLs and stuff like that there. So, I mean, you can for the football fans who know the game, they understand, you know, the importance and the role. And you can't too much look at stats when you know, looking at a nose tackle. But just, you know, to hear the stats you just, you know, brung out for that guy, I mean, that was a hell of a game for him. And, I mean, I was sitting back yesterday and I seen Pat Williams with a sack yesterday. So, I mean, when I see nose tackles making plays like that, I kind of get excited for these guys, because you don't understand, you know, what we go through. As a nose tackle, you don't understand. So a tackle for a no game for me, or a tackle for a one yarder, that's big for me. I mean, some people may look at me like, what is he jumping up and down for? That's, you know, I'm excited about that, you know. So, but some people don't understand it. But, you know, it comes with the territory. You have to accept it.
Do you take it personally when you don't draw a double team as a nose tackle? Do you you look at the coach and say, what's going on here? How could you not?
Be like Larry Bird. Yeah, I mean, like, you got to get another man on over here.
I mean, it's certain plays. I mean, you got to understand how they're trying to attack you. Because a lot of times I get single block, but a lot of times, you know, the play is away, or it's a scheme run where, you know, they're not expecting that running to cut back, you know, where a nose tackle should be. So, I mean, you can't go in a game every play double a nose tackle or double a certain guy. I mean, we all get paid. I mean, if you can't, you know, hold up a block for a second or so, I mean, it's going to be a problem. So you just got to understand how you're being attacked, what the offense is trying to do to you, and you go from there. So we'll see. I mean, I see a lot. I see double teams. I see single blocks. Sometimes they screw up, don't block me. Who knows? I mean, you can get anything any given day.
You can probably sniff out some of these issues, too. Like, if a team is playing you in a certain way and you figure out a pattern of what they're doing, and then, you know, say they're doubling you the entire game, then here comes a single block. Well, then you probably know what play is coming. Okay, this is probably that scheme run that you're talking about. So the play is probably going over there.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, you know, a lot of things, you know, I like to look at as, and I'm pretty sure Ty do the same thing, is the formations. Formations gives away tendencies. So when I approach a game, first thing I want to know is they top, you know, personnel groups. Do they like two back? Do they like one back? How many tight ends in the game? And then from there I go to the formations out of that. They are I near team, my I far team, the tight end on the scrimmage, line of, or off the line of scrimmage. And then you go from there. Then you look at, okay, what they like to run in those situations. So when I get in the game and I see a formation, I was like, okay, I should get this block. If I don't get that block, I know it's something else coming.
Right.
And if it wasn't what I thought it was, I'd go back to the sideline, look at the pictures, and try to figure out. But most part is, you know, too many teams don't every week, they don't come out and give us different game plans. It might be a different play, but we've seen it before. But it's not like, okay, we're going to do this play, and next week we want to do something totally different. It's not like that. Team bread and butter, they got their bread and butter plays. I mean, short yardage team, they like to run this play. Team that's short, they might like to throw the ball or something. So going forward, I think everybody is at that level now. They know the plays they like. They know what they can go to if they're in a jam. So, I mean, you won't see anything different. I mean, you know if they like to run a ball. You know if they like to pass the ball. First down, like they like to do this. So, we at the stage where every team is at that same standpoint where, hey, this is our bread and butter. We have to improve on this and go forward with the running game or the passing game.
Well, let me get to that studying part, Ty, because a year ago when Miami brought that Wildcat out the first time, you guys looked a little confused by it. And as you said, the second time when you played against it, you knew what you were doing. You played Denver this year. They had a variation of the Wildcat that you hadn't seen before, and it may have caused you a little confusion initially. you guys have got to expect, don't you, that Sunday Miami's going to have some version of the Wildcat. They're going to throw something out there you guys haven't seen before, right?
At this point of the season, everybody's played 7-8 games. So what you find now is, like Vince has said, everybody has pretty much what they're going to do. You know what I mean? And we've seen what Miami has done here over the course of these past several weeks, and then they've seen what we've done. So they're going to look at what we've done and try to narrow it down. If we've been in 4-3 more than we've been in 3-4 on this down or that down, and now they're going to go back and they're going to say, all right, well, if these guys are in 4-3, this play looked better in the Wildcat, out of the Wildcat, than this play, or this play looks better out of the Wildcat versus the 3-4 or versus the nickel package or whatever the case may be. So everything's pretty much – Everything's pretty much committed at this point. You know what I mean? Now, it's only right that we throw a wrinkle in there. They're going to throw a wrinkle in there. But how many wrinkles can you throw in there? You know what I mean? Only time that you're really successful is when you stick with what you do best. You know what I mean? You can't really get away from what you do best. You know what I mean? If they've been doing X, Y, and Z from this Wildcat formation, then it's a good chance to go do that XYZ from that formation with a wrinkle in there, but not 3, 4, 5 wrinkles, because then you're getting away from what you're doing,
right,
and then you're hurting yourself. But yeah, you can expect them to do something different, you know what I mean, because pretty much at this point of the season, everybody has showed their hand.
You guys still have to take those tests. I know back in the day, the Patriots used to have to take tests. You know, what do you expect from this formation?
Oh, yeah.
You have to take that every week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who grades them? You ever look at
Ernie Adams wearing the pants right there?
Wrong
answer.
You know,
one thing I like about, you know, Pepper Johnson, our D-line coach, is he try to teach you the history of football. So we'll get a test, and, like, we'll have a bonus question where he'll say, you know, playing the Dolphins, he may come up, who is the all-time sack leader or something in his franchise history. So it's – he's teaching the history of the game also, because a lot of times I look at it, I'm like, well, I didn't know that. I mean, so he always throws something in there for us to give us a little, you know, background of this team and the NFL. So, I mean, every week, of course, every week we get those tests. I mean, you're not going to come – it's not going to be a week we come in here and don't have one. So,
did you guys ever think when you were in college that there would be so much so much studying for football? I mean, did you know it was this much of a classroom league, or did it just blow you away when you got in and saw how much studying was involved?
I know my coach in college would always tell us that, man, in college you got the 20-hour rule, so you can't really watch film practice more than 20 hours a week. You know, that's what the NCAA allows.
I don't know if they follow that at the U. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Grenades across the
table. I don't know. I don't know if they follow it.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Right. There's some loopholes.
They're looking at it.
Wow. Is that really 20 hours? Is that really? Wow. Do we fall back? Does that count?
That was a staff. All right.
I give you that one.
I give you that one.
See what you've done now.
Wow.
I'm going to put like a little more time in, so I'm going to do a little more studying so I can come back with something next week. But what I will say is, when we were in college, we had the 20-hour rule, and my college coach would always say,
now you're just laughing at Vince. Now you're lobbing stuff across the table.
That's unbelievable. Hold up, man. Dude. I'm trying to hold it in.
I can't believe you. We had that.
I mean, listen.
I know you.
We follow the rules. It's like, or everybody else, Ohio State included.
I know you did. I know you followed the rules.
But
the difference was at Ohio State, they don't actually waste time going to
forget
class.
Forget about class.
Yeah,
forget about class.
It's a waste of time.
You're not here to go to class.
Yeah.
Forget about class.
But I think I was prepared well going through college. I think the program we have down there was, we had coaches that had careers in NFL, some coached in NFL. So They kind of brung some of that to us. So the film session, breaking down film. So when I got here, it wasn't a shock for me. I mean, a lot of people may get here as a rookie and, you know, you get that speech about they hit harder, they run faster. I didn't have that transition because I played against fast. We played fast. We hit hard down there. I done got hit hard. So, I mean, it was easier for me to come at this level and adapt because, like I say, my background was, you know, pretty good with that.
Did you go to Jamaica for the bye week? Is that where the Marley T-shirt came from?
No, I've been had the Marley, baby. For the bye week, I stayed up here with the fam and, you know, basically just rest. And
just cool down.
Just call up.
I noticed the veteran guys hang around the house and rest.
Oh, yeah.
The young kids are, I'm flying off.
Going here. Right.
Hey, been there, done that, man, I'll tell you. I mean, it's nothing more important for me is health and being able to get this rest because I know the stretch we're going to run into now. And for this ball club, I mean, so
you don't get a break for a while now.
Yeah, for a while.
What you find out too, going back and forth from home. I mean, hey, if you got the energy to do it, you know, do it. And usually, when you're young, you have the energy to do it. Mm-hmm. But you find out you spend most of the time in that airport preparing, packing to go down south or out west or Midwest or wherever you're going, and then going to the airport checking in. You know, unless you like, you know, one of you know, Dell and Holly, you drive private.
Yeah,
exactly. You know,
what I mean?
They have a G7.
Yeah, okay. They have a G7.
Is that what it is?
Wow. I mean, there are people like me and Vince. You know, we just we slum with everyone else.
And we have to buy extra seats because we sit and coach.
Dale, I've seen their.
We have to sit there.
I've seen them fly. Okay, now for the rest of us, it's make sure your tray tables are up.
Uh-huh.
But they take off tray tables down. just playing around. Food, tons of food, way too much food. Okay, you want to, first thing in the morning, you want a burger,
right.
A hot dog, ribs.
Crazy. Listen to the difference, though. You talk about traveling with the team in bye week.
Yeah,
I don't have those luxuries when you got the family and you got two or three kids and coach and you're dealing with these people that. Impatient and
Vince. It gives him three more days to plan his next anniversary celebration
because
he makes us all look awful with those things.
Next
killing us with those things, fellas. Good luck next week. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren, brought to you by.